This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you know, you got to think about what you're doing. You have to think about why you're doing what you're doing and what you're doing. Now, I know some of you say, well, you know, we live in America, Joe. We can do anything we want to do. We can be whatever we want to be. We can be as dumb as we want to be. You are correct. Problem is that as of late in the last decade or so, your dumbness is causing me heartburn and problems. Your ignorance, your inability to study, to look at, to try to figure out what to do, causing me heartburn. And I don't like it. And it starts at an education level. We need more conservatives in education. We need more people involved in education. And so for those of you who say to me, I don't want to be involved in education. I've got a teacher's credentials. But man, it's hard. These people are crazy. And I don't want to, you know, lose my pension, my job, whatever. Well, you know, it's okay. Our founding fathers gave up a lot. There's actually people today that are giving up a lot in income and other things to help make this place better. If we got together, you would find out there's a heck of a lot more of us than there are of them. So, to prove my point that education is out of control, you're going to hear your campus reform has a video up where they've actually gone out on campus. They tell kids about comments made during the State of the Union. The kids are appalled, can't believe that Trump did it. But they're not from Trump. Take a listen. That helps, doesn't it?
The State of the Union, going to get your reaction.
Let's see.
What they don't know is that all the quotes are actually from 2020 Democratic candidates for president. Will that change their minds? Let's find out. The White House released an early transcript of the State of the Union. Going to get your reaction to a few of the more controversial quotes.
Okay.
Talking to black voters, trying to win their support, saying, quote, the other side is going to put y'all back in chains. What do you think of that one?
That's inappropriate. That should not be spoken like that.
I mean, I think that's just flat out racist.
No, that's pretty horrendous.
We should get a new president, probably. We shouldn't have, like, someone like that as, like, a role model for kids. I don't think anyone is trying to do that.
Talking about North Korea, this administration's success will be judged on whether we can eliminate North Korea's nuclear weapons and verify they're gone once and for all.
Well, that sounds very threatening, as if we're going to be executing him completely.
It's warmongering, and I also think that there's other things to focus on with North Korea than just nuclear weapons.
I think it would be warmongering, but also it's just like a part of his rhetoric to like assert dominance and like assert American exceptionalism, things like that. So it doesn't really surprise me.
Whoa. No. American exceptionalism? Because we can't have that, right? Because we're not exceptional at all. This is a college campus. You see what they're doing to these kids? You see how they have them brainwashed into believing that American exceptionalism is bad? That's why this is exactly why I keep telling you, you have to watch what schools you send the kids to. By the way, that was Elizabeth Warren who said that.
Knowing him, he's very like irrational.
I'd say slightly inaccurate.
Next up, talking about inner city violence and gun violence, saying, quote, those kids think they're going to get killed anyway because all their friends are getting killed. They just don't have any long-term focus or anything. It's a joke to have a gun. It's a joke to pull the trigger to them.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's saying that because these are communities of people of color. It's not even
veiled
racism.
Bloomberg.
It's just racism.
That's flat out ridiculous and very just not appropriate language, I feel like.
I can't wait till he tells them who they are.
Like,
what?
I think that's pretty unrealistic.
They kind of put all the blame for gun violence on those kids and not the people who are manufacturing that.
Oh, here we go. Another one of those. If they didn't make the guns, the kid couldn't get the guns. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the people who are selling them is an issue in and of itself.
I feel like that's really belittling to the people in those areas to say, oh, they don't care, when there are many people who are trying to better their situation.
Next up.
I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. Look what they're doing to these young kids. They're changing their brains, the way they think. It's always a manufacturer. You know, it's the cigarettes. It's the manufacturer of cigarettes. That's whose fault it is that you have cancer after smoking for 40 years. No, it's your fault for smoking for 40 years, okay? I mean, it's the fault of the manufacturer when a car kills somebody on a freeway, especially when the person's been drinking. Well, there's a perfect lawsuit for these kids because they're gonna sue the alcohol companies. They're going to sue the bar that they were at. They're going to sue the car manufacturer because it's not the driver's fault. I've said it for now a couple of years. The Democrats have become the party of non-responsibility. It's never their fault.
Talking about Israel-Palestine, obviously a hot-button issue for a lot of people. Quote, when Palestine and Hamas put rocket launchers next to hospitals and schools, they're using civilians to protect their military. I believe Israel has a right at that point to defend itself. What's your take?
I think he needs to use more peaceful language, and I think it needs to be taken care of in a more peaceful diplomatic way.
I'm very pacifist, so I really don't support war, so I don't support any of that at all.
Using that kind of language is very charged. He has Israel all messed up. I mean, and a lot of people do, but him especially. I mean, Israel isn't the one that we should be backing at all.
What if I... Oh, right? We shouldn't be backing Israel at all, because they're the ones causing all the trouble. They're the ones creating all the chaos. Don't you know that? God, this is sick. This is what they're learning in school. This is where your tax money is going. It's going to state college. It's going to a private college. Flush, flush. That's your money directly going to private colleges. Isn't that amazing? All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on CCN Live. I gotta take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to the real side on CCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back at it. Well, I'm back at it, unless you people. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, sign up for the text messaging, sign up for the text alerts, actually. And, you know, just get informed and get engaged. It's going to be a really important year, and you're not going to be able to get the full 100% information you need to get from Facebook, Twitter, and those places. They're not going to let us do it, period. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. There are a bunch of college students that Campus Reform went out, spent a little time out on college campus, and decided to ask them how they felt about certain terms that were used. Originally told them it was from the State of the Union quote. when they find out who they're really from, they're appalled. Take a listen.
I told you all these quotes are actually 2020 Democratic candidates' quotes.
Oh, I would believe you.
They are.
Interesting.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
These are actually all quotes from Democratic candidates in 2020.
Oh, interesting.
What do you think of that?
I don't know.
What if I told you these are actually all quotes from Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and other Democrat candidates?
Who said the chains one?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden said that.
Yeah.
I did not know that they said that.
The in chains one, it makes more sense in that context now. And whoever said that, like, that is concerning and not
so. That's Joe Biden.
Not shocking.
Are you surprised by that, by the quotes? What's your take on that?
Yeah.
I think that everybody kind of... I feel like everyone's a hypocrite at some point, a little bit.
Label, like, who has these thoughts, and, like, if you're a Democrat, you should think this way, and, like, if you're a Republican, you think a certain way. But I think sometimes there are overlapping beliefs that we kind of overlook.
But I think that initially I'm like, oh, he said it, like, let me find something bad about it. So, yeah, I think that it's fair.
Twitter informs a lot of my political decisions. I mean, Twitter informs a lot of my decisions, period. Twitter is...
Whoa, see what I tell you? And they're squelching us. They're keeping us from getting our message out. Twitter has a lot of influence. Google has a lot of influence. YouTube, Facebook. These guys take it at face value. That's why it's so scary.
Right, I love Twitter, but it's definitely radicalized me to the left a lot more than I think that I would.
I mean, it's all stuff that we kind of associate with the other side, at least. From my understanding, again, the school is mostly liberal.
Yeah, I think often some people would look at what you just said and say, like, oh, my candidate didn't say that, or, you know, like, they would never have done that in the past. But I think that, like, everyone's opinions change, and, like, everybody says questionable things now and then, and I think that it's beneficial to accept that.
Yeah, but what's funny is, when the left says something like that, there's a pass given. It's wrong, it's terrible, but it's taken out of context, and he really didn't mean it that way, and what do you want from him? He's 91 years old, you know, Uncle Bernie. When somebody on the right says it, they immediately need to be drawn and quartered. They're found guilty before anything else, and that's the end of it. Isn't that nice? It's not a dual standard. It's a definitely a standard as you go, almost. Unreal. It just, and it never...
I think people are very like, okay, if it's what this person is saying, I'm going to find a way to make it bad. And if it's someone that I want to support, then maybe I can find a way to make it sound good.
Oh, well, hello. Well, hello. Yeah, there you go. No, seriously. It's, that was a great statement she made at the end, and it's so true. If it's my candidate, it's good, it's okay, it's fine. We have those issues. We have those problems. Yeah, people say stupid stuff. But if it's on their side of the aisle, no, 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 no. We can't have it. We won't allow it. It's not going to happen. Gallup has reported that Americans and their satisfaction with race relations has increased 14% since Trump took office. And guess what? They're not white folks. No, the poll was among many Asians, blacks, Hispanics. The Gallup poll found that many Americans have become considerably more optimistic about the state of race relationships since Trump took office. Satisfaction on the state of race relations in the country, it rose from a mere 22% in January of 2017, just before Trump took office. It's now up to over 36%. Right? I wonder what it's like after the State of the Union. Just take it before. Now, it still remains 8 points lower than it was in 2001, right? And again, you go back to look at who was in office. Oh, it was a white guy, and race relations were okay. I'm not saying white's better than black, but you had your black president in there. He didn't fix anything for you. He made it worse. And not because he spoke up against the white man, because that's not it at all. I keep saying the same thing. If you keep pointing out what's wrong with this stuff, if you keep pointing out, you know, when it comes to race and race relations, and all you do is highlight the negativity, well, you're going to get people thinking that we have a major problem. Right? I mean, that's simple. Isn't it true? Race relations optimism is still 8 points lower than it was in 2001. Survey of the population from January 2nd to January 15th showed that 58% of Americans were still dissatisfied with the state of affairs. Look, I am too. Do I think it's as bad as it was in the 40s and 50s? No. But we went backwards for almost 8 years. Everything became a problem for almost 8 years. And now we're moving forward. And the Dems are upset about it. So what do they do? They're importing MS-13 people. I mean, what are they going to do? Respondents satisfied with the position of blacks and other racial minorities in the nation. It also rose 9 points over 3 years to 46%. It rose 9 points. Come on, give that some thought. 84% of respondents reported satisfaction with their overall quality of life. Now, these are the numbers that Dr. Gerard Lomero uses. And I don't mean poll-wise. I mean, when he goes and gets information in certain areas to see how people might vote, this is the information he gathers. He doesn't go calling somebody, well, you're a Republican or Democrat. Do you prefer that we take care of people that are in need? Doesn't do those kind of games. He looks at what people really want, what they need. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years.
President Trump speaking in the East Room of the White House for an hour about his total acquittal in the Senate. The president thanking his family members, his Republican colleagues, and Americans who support him across the country. He takes aim at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Manager Adam Schiff.
These people are vicious.
Now, earlier in the day, the president going after Pelosi at the National Prayer Breakfast. She was at the event at her weekly news conference with her finger in the air, Pelosi firing back, saying, "You're impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar." And she also defends ripping up her copy of the president's State of the Union speech, saying, "It was necessary to get the attention of the American people to say this is not true, and this is how it affects you." For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, some of you sent me emails. How do we watch the show? Well, first I want to say it's a radio show. So check the station list. If you go to the website, there's a pull-down called Shows. You can go down there and take a look, and you'll see the station list, and it'll give you an idea of the stations in your area that you can listen on, listen to. Also, we are on Roku and the Amazon. I don't even know what that station's called, but the Amazon station. We're on Range Broadcasting, American Uncensored News Network. We're on a whole bunch of networks all across the country, including I think it's as of tonight, KSBN, 1230 a.m. out of Spokane, Washington. And I want to welcome them to the family, welcome them to the club. You in the club now, you know. This is my club, and I'm more than happy to welcome you. And also AM 860, The Answer, WGUL 860 AM out of Tampa, Florida, where I'm sure it's very nice there. I'll give a shout-out to my wife's relatives. Get to hear us. Well, you don't get to hear her, but you get to hear me. Well, I guess that's okay, too. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Thank you for listening. Thank you for advocating for us. I very much appreciate that as well. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. We're talking about how race relations in this country. You know what? People... Interesting. Now, President Trump, according to the left, the biggest racist that ever walked the planet, the biggest hater that ever walked the planet, people say, hey, race relations are getting better. Much better under President Trump than they were under President Obama. You know why? Because they want to keep you down. I know you don't want to hear it, but the Democrats want to keep you down. I can prove it. It's very simple. You know, back in the Jim Crow days, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You guys already know. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you already know who started the KKK and why. You already know why they were against the NRA, why the NRA was started, who started it. It was so blacks could have guns, so we could protect their rights to have guns, to protect themselves. Because we sure as heck weren't doing it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 84% of respondents reported satisfaction with their overall quality of life. Think about that. 84%. Right? A 4-point increase from 2017. So as these numbers rise, how can you say they're wrong? Can somebody please tell me what the Democrats are going to run on? You heard the rebuttal. The rebuttal had nothing to do with facts. It had everything to do with feelings. Trump repeatedly touts strong economic numbers, particularly for blacks and Hispanics. It's evidence that there's minority support. Even Van Jones came out today and said he's winning over the black community. His message is winning them over. He is actually doing something for them. See, this is the problem with the Dems. They got away with it for years. They got away with it for decades. They were told for decades that only the Democrats cared for them. As they went deeper into poverty, right? As they had more and more trouble, they bought into it. I don't know how or why. And it's the road I went down before, you know, the proof that the Democrats don't help you. Is that has gotten, you know, during the days of Jim Crow, you couldn't teach a black person how to read or write. You could not educate the black community. It was against the law. Now again, Democrats. Democrats push this. Democrats voted for this. Democrats held this up. They'll never admit to it. And some of the worst schools in the country are in inner cities in the black communities. How they can't blame us for that. The Dems have control of most of these education systems. They can't blame us for it. And what do they want to do? They want to throw more money at it. Look, if you really care about those kids, how about you change the way you educate them first? How about you make sure they have an education? You make sure that they have two brain cells to rub together. Then we'll give you more money. How's that? Because we keep throwing more money at you and it doesn't help. You look at the kids coming out of these school systems, especially out of the inner city, where it's mostly black or slash African American. Do you really care about them? Seriously. I asked the unions that question. Do you really care about these people? Then why aren't you making sure, without whining about money all the time, why aren't you making sure? Should we go down a list of counties, cities, even states that throw all kinds of money at the education system and they don't get their money's worth? Not even close? Trump can also tout the lowest African-American unemployment rate in history. Right? Best poverty levels. Poverty levels were rising under Obama because he was doing such a great job. I guess that's what they thought was a great job because they thought he was a great president. The youth unemployment numbers, low. It just never... I mean, like Trump said, you're going to be tired of winning. But the left will always come up with a way as to why it's not winning. You know... You can have 100 people in the room, and you got to feed them. They haven't eaten for days, and you get to the last one or two, and somehow because somebody scooped a little bit too much food out, the last two don't get the same portion as everybody else. Well, see, the program didn't work. That's how the Democrats look at it. Program didn't work. Look at those two people in the line. They didn't get enough to eat. Right. So that means it didn't work. If that's the case, if you use their logic, then the ACA was a disaster. It's not that it didn't work. It was a disaster. The Equality Act that Lyndon Baines put in place, disaster. Didn't work. It's just one thing after another after another. But again, they want you to believe what they say. They don't want you to look at numbers. They don't want proof. That's why they hate the interweb. Because you've got documentation. You've got video of them lying. Now, Washington Post survey, WAPO, of African Americans earlier in January found that more than eight in ten blacks say they believe Trump is a racist and that he has made racism a bigger problem in the country. 9 in 10 disapprove of his job performance. Now, listen carefully. Listen to the front end of this. A Washington Post poll. Right? That's That is proof positive, right there, that the poll ain't fair and it ain't right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Amazing. Isn't it amazing how a very, very extremely left-leaning publication can seem to find the people that nobody else can find to take a survey and turn it on its butt? So the Washington Post, a known hater of the president, right, puts this out there and decides, and they decide in their survey how to ask the question, to the point where with the people they ask, race relations is out of control and it's worse under Trump because he's a racist. And yet a generic poll that goes out where people, actually people of color, of other races, think that racism is way down in this country. They're much more comfortable where things are going. So you know it's partisan. You know it's pushed in a direction. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This just in. I love saying that for some reason. Another terrorist was killed. Right? I mean, seriously, this president, especially when it comes to terrorism, he keeps winning. And I don't care how he does it. I'm sorry, I really don't care how he does it. If you guys you're all uptight about him not talking about it first with the leaders in that area, how has that helped us in the past? It was confirmed today that top Al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rami was killed in Yemen in an airstrike at the direction of President Trump. We got another one. They won't give him credit for that. They won't even talk about it. They're too busy trying to bury him. Which is okay. Let them keep doing it. Works out well. Don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump told him. I mean, Donald Trump does not go in there and say, okay, here's how we're going to get him. That's not how he does it. That's how the Obama boys would do it. And then they would ask, for legal counsel. They would ask all kinds of stupid questions. Trump just says, can you get him? Yes, sir. Then go get him. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And that's the whole idea, right? You want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. At least that's how I feel. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. When you know, and you don't have to agree with me. That's the part. You know, send me an email, send me a question, do whatever. But you know, at least let me know you're paying attention and you're not, you know, just a Borg listening to the show and agreeing with everything. You know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, some of you have loved to send me these little links. I know that they. That the Republicans, now, we already know there's a double standard, right? We already know this. So the Republicans now are going after Pelosi. They want to censor her. They want to do this to her. They want to. Where do you think that's going to go? Right? What do you think is going to happen? I have the same feeling towards this that I had towards, you know, us voting 62 times to repeal the ACA. Obamacare. It is a waste of time. They're not going to let you do it. So gather all this stuff up if you want to. Gather all the information and totally ignore these people until you take back the House. Really, why waste the time? Put other stuff on the table that they have to vote for, they have to deal with, they have to engage with. Do that. And then we'll see what happens. Because right now, you should be focusing on taking back the House, what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to respond to people. And that's the only way you're going to take it back. It's the only way you're going to win. But again, what I love about all of this is I was talking about the Al-Qaeda leader that was killed, that Trump took out. And look, our men and women in the military took him out. But the reality, behind all of this is who has to give the order without caring about what the press is going to say. Look, it's an election year. Think about how Trump is operating. And it's an election year. He's tiptoeing around nothing. If he decides this is what he's going to do, he's going to take somebody out, he's going to do something. He doesn't care. He's going to do it. It's the right thing to do. We're just going to do it. Don't you wish we had more legislators like that? But you've got, Maxine Waters, Nadler, Schiff, and the rest of them talking about, issuing more subpoenas to bring in more witnesses. What are they doing? They just throwing around, wasting time? No, they're going to go after him again. All right? They're going to go after President Trump again and again and again and again. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. And, I wish I could play it. I wish you could see it, or you could see the look on their faces or the impact. When the Senate escorted out the impeachment managers, right? It was great. It was wonderful. But anyway, back to Schiff. We need to keep, as Republicans, as the legislators, Lindsey Graham needs to do what they do, what they did, all right? He needs to open up several investigations. Schiff, Pelosi. And as far as Schiff goes, it needs to go all the way to the beginning of the whistleblower. And even further than that, if there's a way to pull it off, investigate him all the way back to when he was talking about how he saw direct evidence that tied the president to Russia. Because if he doesn't have it, if it really did exist and it's a line of crock, you know what I'm going to say. He needs to go to jail. That simple. He just needs to go to jail. All right, you can bring them up on charges. We can do it the old-fashioned way. Bring them up on charges, pull them in front of the court, right? Charge them with it, find them guilty, hang them on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? That's what they would do. They would take out Trump in a heartbeat if they could get away with it. They would bring him up on treason charges, and they would find a way to execute him. That's how much they hate this guy. And that hate is spilled out to other Democrats, friends of mine, who look at me and shake their head. They go, "How can you support that man?" And you got to get these numbers in your head. You mean how can I support the guy that's driven poverty down, or poverty levels down, who's put more money on the table, who's presiding over the lowest unemployment rates basically in history, or since we've been tracking them? The lowest teen African-American unemployment rate. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, don't fool yourself here. When he wins, don't even say if, when he wins in November, the 4 years we've been through are going to seem like a ride at Disneyland. It's going to get worse. If he doesn't get the House and the Senate and keep the Senate, it's going to get worse. And I hope the same thinking Democrats, the ones that maybe hate voting Republican, will see that their people aren't doing them any favors. They could care less. They don't care about you. They don't care about what you're going through. They don't care about making things. You know, they touted the fact that they sent over a new health care bill or something along those lines to the or a cleanup to it to the Senate, and they've done nothing with it. And that President Trump is trying to, the Supreme Court level, he's trying to take away pre-existing conditions. No, no, they're not being honest with you. He's trying to squelch ACA as a whole, basically, so that we can put something in place that's actually better, that works better. But they lie about it. They twist it and they lie about it. Why do they have to do that to win? So why? I don't get it. I mean, I do get it. You know that. But I don't get why people haven't caught on to the point where, if you're a Democrat, walk away. Check out the walk away movement. I mean, truly, I realize that you want to be, I'm not asking you to become a Republican. That's the funny thing about it. I don't want you, most of you. I really don't, because you spent your lifetime in a party that has spent its lifetime trying to throw out God, dumb down the education systems, and just take more money and make you more dependent on the government. That seems to be their goal. You know what I'm saying? All right, so if I didn't tee you off enough, I'm going to tee you off a little bit more. For those of you who live in, if you live in Indiana, this is specifically or special for you. The Indiana University, they're hosting a three-day event called Sex Fest. The second night offered BDSM demonstrations, including a man whipping a tied-up woman in public. This is what they're learning at school. This is what your tax dollars are going to. New video and photos out of Indiana University showing an individual being publicly whipped as part of a university-sponsored sex week. The Indiana University Health Center. It's their fourth annual, I thought I said something else, Sex Fest. Includes booths showcasing various sex toys and flogging mechanisms. It's the first thing I think of when I want to have sex, right? Where's the flogging machine? Anybody know where I put that? All right. Comes complete with diagrams and showing students how to use them. Some of the exhibits include even the cupcakes and contraceptives. Yes. We're going to hell. You hear that flushing sound? We're all going to hell. On Tuesday, Debbie Hebernick hosted a Lex Brown James, a licensed marriage and family therapist, on a panel titled Kick Off the Kink. Wednesday's events included a kink workshop, an educational booth demonstrating the safe use of different sex toys. Students were also invited to a workshop on the contract development and boundaries. Well, that's good. You got a whip in your hand. What exactly would the boundaries be? I'm sorry. You draw blood, you stop? I mean, I don't get it. What is it? But again, as I say, this is your tax dollars. Right, this is where your money's going to keep these colleges open. Your kids go there to get a degree, and they're learning a whole bunch of stuff. Campus Reform, they obtained it. Now, you can head over to campusreform.org. You'll see this up there. It's the story. They obtained exclusive photos of other parts of the event from Wednesday night, showing tables at the event full of whips, paddles, other sexual tools. One table contained a flyer that listed different types of nipple toys, which included a clothespin, nipple pump, nipple lasso, a magnetic clamp, adjustable clamp, clover clamp, nipple tweezers, and more. Hey, listen, I mean, when you leave school, you should at least learn about those kind of things, right? Another short book got into bondage, a category where, you know, rope, leather cuffs, cages, collars, and so forth. Well, listen, I guess that's a tough thing to learn at home. That's why I go to school. Oh, my God. All right, go flush your brains out. We're here every day. Please join us. Always appreciate your time with us here on The Real Side. God, I got to go clean out my head. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you tomorrow.